So then, while you're in school, the Korean conflict comes along.
Yes, oh yes, the Korean conflict. Being in a land-grant college, all of the males, indeed, who were able, unless there was some physical disability, were in ROTC. I was in infantry, ROTC infantry. Michigan State would bring its graduates who were in the military back to speak to us. A young captain came, and he said, the life expectancy of a first lieutenant is not very good, but let me tell you what the life expectancy of a second lieutenant in combat is. He said, about 15 to 20 seconds. He was exaggerating, of course, but that was enough to get my attention. I said, I'm out of here. I dropped out of ROTC, and my draft board sent me a notice, greetings. To beat going into the Army, I'll be very honest about it, I joined the Air Force. Went to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Lackland Air Force Base was culture shock for me in many ways. I didn't know any white males college age from the South. Well, at Lackland Air Force Base, most of the individuals that I started out with were from the South. One of them in particular, a guy named Harvey from Oklahoma. Harvey and I didn't particularly get along. He liked country western music, and I liked Motown. Well, after listening to country western for several months, I learned to like country western. And thanks to Harvey, or no thanks to Harvey, depending upon one's perspective, I'm the only person in my family today who loves country western. Not another person in my family will listen to my country western music with me. One of my daughters says, Dad, we need to have a DNA to make sure you're a brother. From Lackland Air Force Base, I then went to Scott Air Force Base to train as a radio repairman. And from Scott Air Force Base, I was sent to French Morocco, City Slimane, out in the desert. Spent 2 years, 2 months, and 14 days there. And during that time, the Air Force had a regulation in particular that if you were over surplus in terms of your specialty, you could get an early out if you're going to college. Well, I was the worst radio repairman they had in the Air Force, I do believe. And my commanding officer was glad to certify that George Henderson is not needed at this installation, and he is going to college, and he recommended an early release for me.
That would have been what year?
1953.
Then you went on to which university?
Michigan State was where I started, but I went back then to Wayne State. I didn't go back to Michigan State because by that time, Barbara and I had two children. And we thought it would be better if I would go to Detroit and get a job. And I did. I went to Detroit. I worked full-time and went to school full-time and did indeed finish in sociology, a bachelor's in sociology, a master's in sociology, and a doctorate in educational sociology.
All from Wayne State University.
All from Wayne State University.
Color didn't make a difference there.
No, and I'm glad that I did go to Wayne State University because it was a metropolitan school, a commuter school, that exposed me to the widest possible range of individuals in terms of social class and jobs. In any given class that I enrolled in, there would be street people just wandering in, auditing the class. There would be those of us who enrolled were executives from Chrysler, from General Motors, or Ford. There would be office workers. There would be, you name it, the widest range of people employed were in our classrooms. So the education that I got at Wayne State encouraged me and inspired me to consider public service and working in community service. Got a job as a social caseworker. My first job, Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Detroit. From there, I then became the first black social economist in the Detroit Housing Commission. Then from there to the Detroit Urban League, and that's when George Henderson really started growing as an activist. As an employee in the Detroit Urban League, I started out initially as an assistant director of community services and later became director of community services. My boss at the Urban League was Whitney Young Jr., who did some fantastic things in terms of civil rights. But because of Whitney Young, I then was introduced to Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X.
In Detroit?
Yes.
You met Martin Luther King Jr. there?
Yes.